This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 122 for October 27th. I'm Glenn Hallett. ICE Canoda futures gained strength in a corrective bounce on Friday, gleaning support from comparable oils. At the final settlement, the November canola contract jumps $15.60 at $682.50 per ton, while the heavily traded January contract advances $11.10 at $693.20 per ton. There's strong support for canola coming from hikes in the Chicago soy complex, as well as increases in Malaysian palm oil and most European rapeseed contracts. Gains in global crude oil prices are spilling over into the vegetable oils. Today is the last trading day for November options, while first notice day is Tuesday. The Canadian Grain Commission reports that for the week ending October 22nd, producer deliveries of canola are more than 365,000 tons, down from the previous week. While domestic usage pulls back to 209,000 tons, exports bump up to nearly 219,000 tons. A media report says grain shipments through the St. Lawrence Seaway are being delayed due to the six-day-old strike by Seaway workers. Despite growing pressure from governments and the grain industry, talks between Unifor and the St. Lawrence Seaway Management Corporation have yet to resume. The Canadian dollar is pulling back on Friday afternoon as the loonie slips to 72.12 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 72.34. In a first for biofuels, an Indonesian Boeing 737 flew with its jet engines burning a palm oil-blended jet fuel. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky states the country's Black Sea corridor is not closed despite reports to the contrary. Ukraine also says this year's corn harvest is to be 13.3 million tons, with wheat at 22.4 million. Both are significantly lower from pre-war levels. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Friday. The November contract climbs 18 cents at $12.97 per bushel. December soy oil is up more than a half cent at 52.27 cents per pound. December soy meal advances $12.90 at $442.40 per short ton. Corn is slightly higher, with its December contract bumping up 1.5 cents at $4.81 per bushel. Oats turns around yet again as its December contract gains a nickel at $4.02. The U.S. wheat complex is pulling back as Chicago December gives up 4 cents at $5.75.5. Kansas City December drops 12 cents at $6.43. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December loses 4 cents at $7.20. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday, October 27th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.